The Bath County School Board held its regular monthly meeting at Bath County High School Tuesday evening. The first part of the meeting was full of good news, lists of achievements by faculty and students alike. As we celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, many of them were recognized for the number of years they have worked with our children. School nurses are also being appreciated this week. Chris Phillips and Jan Lee both completed 10 years of service. Lisa Hamilton and Jean Harold, 20 years. Bev Adkins was appreciated for her 20 years in the Bath County Public Schools, and Connie Liptrap as well for 25 years. Beth Neff, who worked in administration of technology, special education, and most recently in the school board office, will be retiring after 30 years working for the school system. Jeannie Rooklin was also appreciated for her 30 years. Anita McGuire was noted for 35 years of teaching at Valley Elementary School. And finally, Betty Colvin and Leslie Bruner, with whom I had the pleasure of overlapping for a time at Millboro Elementary School, were recognized for their 40 years in the classroom. Students who were recognized for their excellence were valedictorian of the class of 2019, Emma Marshall, and salutatorian, Gabby Reed. For the second year in a row, Sadie Alphen had artwork exhibited as part of a student forum during the Virginia School Board Association's conference in Williamsburg and at the VSBA offices. Erica Church, Malia Whittington, Aoife Bradley, and Michaela Cawley were all commended for their participation and excellence at the FCCLA, or Future Community and Civic Leaders of America, conference. School Superintendent Sue Hirsch also expressed appreciation to the high school jazz band and carpentry and culinary arts students who contributed time and talent to a VSBA regional forum which Bath County hosted at the Inn at Warm Springs. Board Chair Rhonda Grimm noted the prom had been an occasion enjoyed by many and that the after-prom party was a success as well. During Focus on Schools, high school students Dalton Nicely and Larry Dalahide demonstrated something unseen by almost everyone at the meeting except technology teachers Mark Hall and Ed Ozels and principal Dr. Mike Perry. Bath County High School now has a pair of goggles, or HoloLens, through which the wearer experiences augmented reality. Augmented reality is made possible by technology that superimposes information, sounds, images, and texts on the world we see. So much digital information can be added to a viewer's perception, they can feel like they're standing in a distinct environment, such as an ancient city or an Amazonian jungle. It also allows them to manipulate their surroundings. There are numerous ways AR is being applied in medical training, military settings, construction, and public safety. Dr. Perry expressed excitement and appreciation of students and staff alike about the opportunity to learn more with this very special gift to the school. Also, in the same vein of Bath County School's opportunities with technology, the school board approved the Kidwind team's overnight field trip to Houston for the national finals of that competition. Later in the meeting, Jane Hall, who had coordinated the first career explosion for 5th through 12th grade students back in April, thanked the counseling department and all other staff who made the event such a success in its first year. There were Forest Reserve funds awarded to the county again this year, and so the school board approved asking for those to be appropriated in the sum of $59,558.58. They will be used in the areas of school maintenance and transportation. The board also approved making no changes in the policies or procedures from last year relating to out-of-county students. The next Bath County School Board meeting will be held June 4th at 7 o'clock at Millboro Elementary School. Parents, students, and community members are all welcomed. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.